This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Status quo, yes, but with a bit of a twist. President Biden made the speculation official today. Jay Powell is going to keep his job running the Federal Reserve. And Lael Brainard, who currently sits on the Board of Governors and who'd been the subject of much of that speculation as a possible Powell replacement, will be made vice chair. There has been some politicking, both for and against each of them. So we sent Marketplace's Sabri Benishore off this morning and asking him to talk to people about how today's news might change the way the Fed handles this economy.
Brainard, a Democrat and an Obama appointee, and Powell, a Republican appointed to be Fed chair by Trump, are pretty much on the same page when it comes to monetary policy, how to control inflation, how to keep people employed, what to do with interest rates.
The main difference has been on regulatory policy.
Harvey Rosenblum is a former vice president of the Dallas Fed and now a professor at Southern Methodist University.
Governor Brainard has dissented several times from moves to soften some of the Dodd-Frank regulations.
Brainard has disagreed with other Fed officials on, for example, relaxing supervision of smaller banks. There is a specific job open at the Fed devoted to bank supervision. It's called the Vice Chair for Supervision, and Brainard was not nominated for it. Peter Conte Brown is Associate Professor of Financial Regulation at Wharton, and he says that means the Fed's approach to regulation moving forward is still unclear.
Something President Biden did not do today was settle that controversy once and for all by identifying his nominee for that essential role, the vice chair for supervision.
Whoever gets that job, Chair Powell has said he would defer to them on questions of regulating Wall Street. When it comes to climate change, Brainard and Powell have both stood behind efforts to get banks to think about climate change risks. Adam Posen, president of the Peterson Institute for International Economics, says major moves there will need more than new appointments.
Because ultimately, you need legislation and regulation out of Congress to move the needle on decarbonization.
Brainard's nomination to be number two at the Fed would give her wide latitude to shape the research the Fed does. Today, Biden said other nominations will bring new perspectives and diversity. Those nominations, experts say, will significantly shape the Fed's approach to regulation, climate, and even digital currency. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.